From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Dawn Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
Joining us today is Kay Robinson with UCO Campus Activities and Events.
Hello.
She's going to talk with us a little bit later about an event going on, but first we'll have some news from Brian.
Yeah, we have some interesting, it's very newsy today. I'm sorry I don't have any like super hilarious stories to talk about, but one of them's a little odd. We're going to start out with, kind of a story about how our bad economy is affecting animals. A lot of zoos around the country are having budget problems. Among them is the Bronx Zoo, which has a $15 million budget shortfall.
Oh, my gosh.
And the zoo is actually being forced to lay off some of its animals. And they're closing some attractions down. And they're actually going to, hundreds of animals are going to be shipped to new zoos, including deer, bats, porcupines, foxes, lemurs, and antelopes.
Do they get unemployment?
I don't know, but apparently they tend to eat their pink slips when you give them to them. But, no, they. I mean, it's you know, they won't. You know, it's not like they're just gonna be set loose or something. I mean, they'll move into other zoos. But
right.
It is a big problem with this economy. A lot of zoos. I mean, they're publicly funded. So when you have budget issues, what are they supposed to do? And for example, the Bronx Zoo, they're closing their nocturnal exhibit, which you got like bush babies and a lot of these foxes, lemurs, and things that are like located there. Just they're not going to have any place to stay. So it's sort of unfortunate that, you know, when we have these kind of hard times that zoos are affected just like everyone else. And so a lot of these, they try to sort of, what they're doing is shutting down the more unpopular exhibits. So. But it still kind of stinks for those animals.
Like, yeah, you want them to be popular.
No,
I
kidding.
Feel bad for them.
They lost the popularity contest, so they kicked off the island.
Exactly. The supermodels.
And then the second story we had today is an update. You know, we had the story last week about these 21 polo horses that collapsed and died last week. And we found out this week that they likely perished from an overdose of selenium in an incorrectly mixed vitamin supplement.
Oh.
The Florida State investigators and the pharmacy that produced the supplement said that they apparently they put some fatal amounts of selenium in this supplement, which it was improperly mixed, supposedly, an incorrect dose of this one ingredient. It's necessary for human cell function in trace amounts, but in large doses, this selenium can be fatal. So now this is not like an actual... they haven't actually had the medical examiners not come back on this, the veterinarians, but the Florida State Veterinarian's Office did confirm that they believed the selenium was the cause of the death. So
do they think that was accidental or?
Yes, but something incorrectly mixed on accident. It's not like someone purposefully tried to kill all the horses.
Right.
It was a company that makes this supplement for horses, and apparently that they mixed this batch of it and somehow put a fatal dose of the selenium in there. So someone probably will be looking for work. I would hope.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Someone should be looking for work.
Okay. So we have our update on that and transitioning over. Kay, you all have something fun coming up at UCO. Why don't you tell us what you're calling that and when it's going to be?
Sure, we do. We are having an event called Cookout with Pets. We're very excited about it. It's going to be on Monday the 4th from 4 to 7 in our little park. It's for our UCO faculty, staff, and students to bring out their pets to campus, basically. You know, we would set it at 4 o'clock so if they want to go home a little early and get their pet and come back, or they could go after work. But basically, it's just going to be a big cookout with like picnic type food, and they can bring their pets out. And we're gonna have a performance from some dogs from OKC Paws. They're like some frisbee dogs, agility, things like that. We're gonna have some contests: cutest dog, coolest pet trick, most unique pet. Because I don't want to say ugliest pet; that's mean. So we'll say most unique pet. we're gonna give out dog leashes that say "I you know UCO and Go Broncos" and little dog tags. Well, animal tags, because they're not just for dogs.
Right.
For any collar that says "I heart UCO."
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really fun event. We've had a lot of faculty and staff, so they're going to bring their pets out and students too. So
don't worry, I won't bring my dog, so everyone will have a chance at the cutest dog competition.
For the unique pet contest, or which one?
The cutest dog.
Oh, the cutest. The cutest pets. Now, not just dogs, because I've done this event before at another school, and we had a horse come, we had guinea pigs, we had turtles, we had someone actually bring out fish. Like,
I could match you there too.
What could you bring? What would you bring?
Oh, my girlfriend has a pet store, and so I could bring geckos and snakes and... and birds.
Maybe you'll be our one non-UCO person.
Tarantulas and scorpions and whatever you want.
No scorpions. No,
they're
no.
very cute.
No. I can't imagine that.
Yes. Now, this is the first time you all have tried this, right?
Yes. It's our first time. We're going to try to have it today, but unfortunately the weather is not cooperating mm-hmm. with us. So we're moving it to Monday. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's our first time. I did it twice at the other school I was, and it was really successful there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that the success comes to UCO. But a lot of people are excited about it.
Are you hoping to help raise awareness with this? And do you have some other aspects?
Sure. With this one, maybe not as much awareness as just fun. But mm-hmm. we're trying to invite some other people from around the Humane Society, those kind of folks. But mm-hmm. it was really short notice with them. But we're going to try to get them to our next one. Hopefully, if it's successful, we're going to do it again in the fall. Mm-hmm. And then we were hoping to bring out, animal experts and have people bring out some, maybe a vet to like look over the animals mm-hmm. or give tips and those mm-hmm. kind of things. So this one's going to be more for fun, but we're hoping the one in the fall can be even bigger. We want to see how mm-hmm. this one kind of goes first.
Right.
Because UCO is a commuter school. And so we're hoping that some of our commuter students will bring their pets to campus or go back and get their pets and bring them to campus. And mm-hmm. so we just kind of play it by ear and see how it goes.
Are you now, if say there were an organization that wanted to give you some information to distribute or anything yeah. like that, can they contact you? How might they do that?
Absolutely. Email would probably be the best way because I'm horrible with the phone, but you can email me at just K, the letter K, Robinson, Robinson, mm-hmm. 21 at uco.edu.
And
we would love that. Please do email. We'd love to have some more information out there, especially for the one in the fall, which should mm-hmm. make a lot
right
bigger.
And they might be able to make some plans for
absolutely
coming then.
Are you
absolutely.
Hoping when you expand it to maybe do some adoptions and things like
yes,
that?
Yes, we were hoping to, like I said, have the Humane Society come out and bring out animals or at least bring out adoption information, but we would love that. We would love them to actually bring out animals and have faculty and staff and students adopt pets mm-hmm. Or at least start the process. I know there's probably paperwork and all that kind of things you have
right.
to go through to make sure it's a good home they're going to be going to, but we would love that. We would love that. That's the whole goal, is just to get people more aware about pets and how to take care of your pets. Like, I love these tips that you're going to give, so mm-hmm. Giving things like that so that they mm-hmm. can take care of them, especially with students because they come and go so much. But a lot of them do have pets and take really good care of them.
Right. So how did we come up with the idea? It was from previously?
From a previous institution, yeah. And even there, it was just us sitting around, and it was a summer. We're trying to find summer programs, and we're like, okay, what can we do for summer outside? And then we just start talking about it and brainstorming. They're like, what about they just bring their pets to campus? And mm-hmm. it was great. I mean, students loved it because, it was a chance, something different for them to do mm-hmm. Than the typical, go see a movie on campus or go see a comedian or something like
right.
that. This is something different that incorporated part of their life. And, as you all both know, I guess you have pets
yes,
too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that, pets are part of your life. They're like your right arm. So
right.
it was a chance for them to bring, kind of show them off and, mm-hmm. let them run around. And we're having it in a big park in the middle of campus. And so it's going to be a great location for it. So hopefully have some good photo ops as well. I think it'll be really fun.
Well, great. Well, yeah. Thank you, Kay. I appreciate you. Any other questions, Brian?
Oh, I think we got all the information we need.
All right.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can come back in fall again and have another one and tell you
yes.
how great this one was and how great it's going to be in the fall.
Yes, we will do that. So to end off our show, I have some tail tips for today about taking your animals to things like this and great. Some things that you might want to look for. I've searched around the internet and found a few things. One thing, learn to recognize what appropriate play is. It's usually bouncy mm-hmm. and very short. They'll play and then they'll rest. But if it's something that takes a while, if it continues, the wrestling, that kind of thing, it can escalate into a fight. So you watch mm-hmm. out for that. Watch out for bullying, jumping on top of other dogs, pinning, or continuous chasing, that kind of thing. Respect other people at all times, and pets.
And their pets.
And then if you're going to be taking your animals out, there are some preparations that you can make, enrolling your dog in obedience class and making sure they're spayed and neutered and mm-hmm. up on their vaccinations, that kind of thing. And then another thing, observe their body language. Tucked tails and lowered ears, bared mm-hmm. teeth, snapping, avoiding interaction. That's all sign that your dog might be stressed or feeling a little aggressive or something. And then be aware of significant size differences because, as we all know, mm-hmm. Those of us with the smaller dogs especially,
yeah. they don't always know they're small
yeah.
or
right.
act like they're smaller.
Yes.
Like Alexa wrestle little. With the Labradors. Yes.
And they just know tiny. They can beat them. They know they can take yeah. those labs on. Absolutely.
So maybe you let them try for a little bit, then put a stop to it.
Then put a stop to it, right.
But, so that is all I have for tips today.
I'd add to that it's probably a good idea, especially in Oklahoma City, to carry with you some bags for refuse mm-hmm. because it is actually
yes.
legally required now that you right. have bags just in case uh-huh. your dog has a a little accident.
And,
yes.
And probably a good idea to have their identification tags and
yes.
all of that on
and it. And I know this is probably obvious too, but have them on a leash. I see so many mm-hmm. pets, and I was at the arts festival and I, you know, the fair and stuff, that is not on leashes. And then, you know, people think, oh, your pet's just going to stay right by you. But there's too many distractions out there.
Also, also legally required.
Yes.
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 Well, so good tips. Thanks, both of you. Thanks, Kay, for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And everyone, go out and take care of your pets.